a reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Lo, I will send you, Elijah the prophet, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. The word of the Lord.
And then we read in the New Testament about John the Baptist.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs, asking his father what he wished to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name, and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The Gospel of the Lord.
So John the Baptist has come, and what did he come in? In the spirit of Elijah, to turn the fathers toward their children and the children toward their fathers. This had been predicted even by Malachi, because our Lord said, I have sent this prophet before me. Today, John the Baptist is focusing on, and it says, to turn the minds and hearts of children to their fathers. You see, the primary brokenness that happened with the human family was when our father Adam alienated us. And our father God is the one who called us back. For us to be prepared to meet Jesus at Christmas during this whole Advent season, the preparation that the church is giving us is now on this 23rd day of December, just before he comes. What is your relationship with your dad? It's the human family, the human relationship. So let's think about every one of us. We all have a father. What is my relationship with my dad? As you think of your father, has he been related to you with closeness? What is your relation? Is your dad an easy stepping stone to calling God your father? Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and Christmas, God, our Father, is going to send his Son to save us. The heart of a child looks to his father to care for him, to take care of him, to sustain him, to protect him. to care for him. And you know, when I was coming, I can't tell you how many beautiful scenes I saw of dads. And as I was leaving the airport here in Scranton, I saw this father, and it just touched my heart. I wasn't feeling well, and I was sitting there, and I think I was nursing the oncoming of a cold. And this little boy, he must have been about 4, and his father was just holding him in his arms. What is my relationship with my dad? God is sending his son, Jesus, to save us. God is sending us his son to bring us back from death. God is sending his son, the long-awaited Messiah, is the love of the father for the child. Now, I ask you in your own reflection, do you have a dad who reflects that? I was picked up when I arrived here in California. I was picked up at the airport. My grandniece is expecting twins. I so wanted to be with her and her husband. Brian and Michelle are going to have twins. When I was at Mass, and this was really going to be my closest celebration because of the babies that are coming, to look at the father and in his relationship with his children and the mother. I'm certainly going to, as she carries him, and tomorrow we will have that on Christmas Eve, Mary, as she's about to deliver. But today, what is my relationship with my dad? Do I have a close relationship with my father? Do I respect my father? Is he living or dead? If he's dead, what are my memories of him? What are my prayers for him? If he's living, how do I see him? Before I came, I gave a retreat to the AA. How many men were there and felt that they had lost so much relationship because of their alcoholism with their children, especially when their children were small? So if you're thinking about your dad, is he an alcoholic? Much of my work had been in prisons. And when I was in prison, one of the most popular days in prison was Mother's Day. But hardly anyone would think of sending a card to his father if he were in prison. If I'm divorced, and if my father divorced my mother, what is my relationship with my dad? He never ceased being my dad. What is my relationship with my dad? If my mother and dad are still married, and this Christmas, how do I see and what is the relationship I have with my father? Is he distant? Is he close to me? When I watch these scenes, especially of the father of these twins that are expectant, the dad in the airport who was holding his child, all the beautiful relationships that dads can have for their children. But look into your own heart today. How am I related to my dad? What is my relationship this Christmas with my father? What will I be able to tell my dad? What am I going to show him at Christmas? In preparation for Christmas, Christmas is the relationship of God so loving the world that he sent us his only begotten Son, so that the Savior of the world, the love of the eternal Father, has been to send us Jesus as our Savior. The Father, whom God has asked us to respect and to reverence, but is there in my heart an awareness that he is the one who gave me life in this world? And if there is a distance, And if there is an injury that has distanced me from him, am I preparing for Christmas to go to my true Father who is in heaven? The Father relationship for every baptized child, as you've been making this retreat, and as you've been examining your true identity, who am I? I am Christ in the world. John the Baptist has come to renew this relationship between me and my Father. Many of us have distant relationships with God because our earthly father was not that loving, caring, protective person that God is to me. And so as I contemplate Christmas, I'm asking God to help me, to bring me to a forgiveness, but also if he knew that I was to be born of this man before I was born, if Psalm 139 is true, and it is, I knit you in your mother's womb. Supposing my father was someone who impregnated my mother, and I didn't even know him because he had left the scene. What is my relationship with God if this was the way I was brought into the world? God loved me so much that even that act of either fornication or adultery took place. And there's plenty of times when fornication and adultery takes place that a pregnancy doesn't occur. Not only that, but I was not aborted. And so God wanted me. On this preparation day, every person, whether they be in a marriage of holy matrimony, whether they be of a divorced couple, whether they be in a single parent family, what is my relationship with the Father? And so if I can ask God and contemplate on this particular time in my Advent journey, Father, you wanted me into the world in the circumstances that I was conceived in, that I was born in, that I grew up in. What did you want to do with me? Why did you allow me to be born into these circumstances? And as you and the Father are dialoguing, his Father allowed Jesus to be born in a stable. He allowed him to be crucified. He allowed him to go through much suffering and dying because he loved you. And he wanted you to be with him forever. And there's nothing like you at this time of Advent to turn to that man who is your physical father, your biological father, your adopted father, or whoever that might be, that is your relationship, is a stepping stone to God your Father. And so when John the Baptist comes along, he wants to again turn the hearts of children to their fathers. Because through that turning, during this Advent, you are going to come to the one who is your true Father. Remember, both Malachi and John the Baptist said, I have come as a refining fire. And I am come into your heart to prepare you to meet the Messiah. And so if you are Jesus in your heart and you want to meet Jesus in the depths of your heart, you have to work through the relationship with your earthly father. Whatever that might be, many, many, many of us on this 23rd day, this day before Christmas, have a need to cleanse and purify and relate our relationship with our earthly Father to our Heavenly Father, and to ask Him either to become angry with Him and openly ask Him, what were you doing when you sent this one to me and want me to reverence you as my Heavenly Father when you gave me this person as my earthly father? Until that happens, that's what both Malachi and John the Baptist are saying. The first person that I want to work in today in this retreat as a stepping stone to God the Father. Some are easy steps to take. Some are giant leaps that I have to make. But it was through this instrument that God in His eternal wisdom gave you your black skin, your oriental skin, your brown skin, your white skin, your red skin. He is the one who determined your race. He is the one who influenced so much of your characteristics and your heredity. And God wanted you to have those. And now as you turn to God, your Heavenly Father, work through all of the circumstances, whether they be positive or negative, but to turn and to refine and to cleanse and to purify so that you can be on Christmas Day glorifying your Father. He sent His only begotten Son. The work of Malachi and John the Baptist said to turn the hearts of fathers toward their children. Not only the child to the father, but the father to the child. And so look at your children, beloved fathers. What do you see in them? Everyone, whoever I'm talking to, whether you have but divorced from your wife and away from your children, whether you entered into another marriage, they're still your children. Whether they're with you in the home or gone off to some other place and they have left the home, what is your relationship with each child of yours? Recently, a man came to me and he had sired 7 children and had each one of them aborted. And in our looking at his life, horrible things that he did to his 7 children. He had them by various women. We named them, weeping, cleansing his heart, because this father was looking at his children in wanting to make his relationship like God toward his child. Every father is united with the Father in heaven in his relationship with his children. Your dignity to be a father in Christ is to have the beauty and the goodness and the reverence that your baptism gives you. You are united with the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is uniting you with God the Father as you yourself become the child and through Jesus can have a relationship with God the Father. And so what is your relationship as you prepare for Christmas? What is your relationship with your children? Especially at this time in preparation, what is your relationship in prayer? The gifts you're going to bring them, the food that you take and that you feed them, they might be little ones and you might be working very hard for them. and give us this day our daily bread. You are the dad who's doing that. Or you are the one, even if you're divorced from their mother, who is supplying from your salary their support. You are the father. And what relationship are you seeing that you have for each child? Take each one of them by name. Pray for them. See in them Jesus, because God sees Jesus in your children. And when you see Jesus in them, you are like God the Father. Your heart is being prepared for Christmas by having your heart turned toward your children. The best preparation you can make for this Christmas. Supposing you're like me, supposing you're a priest or a single person in this world, what is your relationship with your children? Fathers, you are a father to your parish. What is your relationship to the children? God is the Father who, through me, loves the children. The Father in each one of us, seeing children in Christ. As we prepare, we call the Pope the Holy Father. We call the priest father. We call the bishop the father of the family and the elder brother of his brothers. How powerful this can be today to listen to the words of John the Baptist. Prepare the way of the Lord. Open wide your hearts to have Christ dwell in you as you look at the Father. And to have the Father dwell in you as you look at your children. I hope that John is opening up our hearts wide to receive Jesus as he comes as our Redeemer on this Christmas. I hope the loving John the Baptist opens our heart wide to receive God again as the loving Father of all mankind, so that each of us can thank God our Father this Christmas day for sending Jesus as our Savior. And we can thank Jesus for being one with us so that we can have God as our Father. And as you gather with your family, to look at them. Your father and your mother are your brother and your sister. Your children are also your brothers and your sisters. Saint Francis had it right. We are all brothers and sisters because this message of John the Baptist, we are all children of God. And brothers and sisters to one another. We are not in any way over anyone. You fathers are brothers and sisters to your children. You children are brothers and sisters to your parents. We are one family, and we have God as our Father. Amen.